Let's do now, we're going to do the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. And this is letter number 1005, and this is dated the 16th day of Iyar, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe opens it up, Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I was very pained to hear about the situation that you aren't healthy and that you are in the hospital. Now, when the Rebbe writes, I was in pain, the Rebbe was in pain. The Rebbe didn't just write words. But a lot of times, the Rebbe would say that people tell him the bad news, but then they don't bother to tell him that they got healthy, and it would be, he's the good news, and he says, because people think when the Rebbe says, I'm in pain, he's just writing it. God forbid, the Rebbe doesn't just write. The Rebbe wrote, when he heard something in pain, it caused the Rebbe pain. And so the Rebbe also was looking for good news, so to offset sort of the amount of pain, to offset it by good news. So the Rebbe says, I heard about this, that you're not healthy, you're in the hospital. And I hope to hear good news from the betterment of your health. According to my opinion, the Rebbe says, since you had the great privilege to be educated in the yeshiva of Tamei Chet Mimim Lubavitch, and you were yet in the together with the Rebbe Rashab and the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab is the father of the previous Rebbe, for many, many years, so you should take upon yourself immediately to better your health, that you're going to teach Chassidus publicly on Shabbos, Holy Shabbos, and at least one more day during the weekday, without considering whether there is a lot of listeners or a few, and also don't care about whether they understand what you're saying or not, just do it. Go ahead and teach Chassidus. Especially as we have, by tradition, received from our leaders and our teachers, the holy teachers, the Torah of Chassidus, the teaching of Chassidus is listened by the soul of those who are listening. Even though their mind, they may not intellectually, cognitively be understanding what you're learning, but the neshama, their soul, listens to it. And in addition, there is a tremendous value, a segula, a special omen, a special that goes along with the teaching of Chassidus, that it purifies the ear. When the ear becomes purer in one place, even in a limited way, but this automatically impacts the ear of the entire world. As we know, global warming and other things, everything has itself all effects all over the world. When you add strength in your connection into the tree of life, so for sure that will become the pipeline, the tzinner, to additional life and betterment of your health, also in the very physical sense, simply speaking, with blessings for a very speedy healing, and I look forward for good news. Independently, the Rebbe said, I sent you the booklet for Lag BaOmer that has just been published, and also the general letter that belongs with it.